בכבוד.
With your permission. Gemara tells us that the holiday of Purim is going to stay forever. And Megillat Esther will stay forever. Mashiach will come, Yad Yaminu, Amen.
Amen.
Says the Gemara, we're not going to have the, what we call the Bible, the Tanakh. We're going to have Chumash, Hamisha Chumash Torah, maybe Sefer Yehoshua as well. Excuse me. And Megillat Esther. All the Nevi'im, he can put away in Geniza. I mean, no power in them. Maybe you shouldn't start even have it at home. Reading Megillah is this story. It's a nice story. It's a nice miracle. But to say this, the book will stay, and this holiday will stay, is more important than Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. So it was a decree. It's true. But it was our fault, the decree. We didn't behave. Hashem saved us. But how can you compare it to Yitziat Mitzrayim? Spitting Yam Suf. When Hashem gave us the Torah, Purim will stay. Hashem gave us the Torah on Shavuot, Purim will stay. Called Megillat Esther, because the last chapter, as we call it chapter really, if you remember the chapters the Goyim made, in Chumash and the Navi, they are worthless. It's just good for us to remember, it's a shame the Goyim made it. Some of them are not in the right spot. But the last chapter, Megillah says, ותכתוב אסתר המלכה בת אביחי למרדכי יהודי, את כל תוקף. Esther, so called, she's the main character, if you may say, because she wrote the Megillah. And Megillah says, and also Mordechai. So it must be something inside her. This is, if you may say, it's greater than Mordechai. And this is how the story goes. The information about Esther. So he was at the party, and at the end of the party, he killed his wife and looking for a wife. He killed his wife, the Megillah says, in the third year of his kingdom. And then he's going to marry Esther on the seventh year. They're looking for girls, for ladies. Finally, found Esther, they made a difference. They put her on the line, interviewing by Ahasuerus. And you know, says a description about her, that she doesn't ask anything, she's ready to go. Ready to go to Ahasuerus. And her guy is this, the person that was appointed by Ahasuerus to take care of who is going to come for the interview, he loved Esther. He saw something else in her, especially dignity. Megillah says he rushed to give her makeup, her food. So nevertheless, Megillah says she didn't eat anything. Even the food was served, she gave it to the girls that assisted her. Excuse me, she just ate sunflower seeds. Something like Daniel had when he was an advisor to Dariush. And everything goes fine. One day she brought to Ahasuerus. She said, that's the right girl. She's going to marry her. She's going to marry her. She's going to be the queen. Then the Megillah says, all of a sudden, Haman came up. Haman came up with the queen. And he's sending execution notices. Excuse me. Execution notices posted all around in 11 months. it's going to be Yud Gimel Adar, execute all the Jewish people. And the Megillah gives us dates. And the date, the Megillah says, you should know, we are now 2 days before Pesach. Yud Gimel Nisan. And the execution notice calls for the following year, every month later. I don't know why. Megillah says Haman had a special lotto. It's a very, very, magician. He found out the best day to get rid of the Jewish people is the 13th of Adar. This is the month Moshe Rabbeinu died. The 13th, maybe it's because that's the end of the Shiva of Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm sorry, Moshe died.
Zainada,
yeah. It's coming up, yeah. So this is Moshe. Moshe died with Adar. He says he made a lot. He was very happy, the Gemara says. And then the 13th of Adar, the following year, now we are at 13th of Nisan. 13th of Adar, next following year, it's the best day that he got from his lotto. It's 100%. Very lotto. It's not really something for us to know. It's really irrelevant. Yeah, he chose a day. So you know how important it is. Megillah will tell us later, this holiday has a name. It's called Purim. Purim. I said, what difference make what you call this holiday? It's a holiday. No. You should know that Purim is called lotos. Even though he made one loto, this is two. Two lotos. Why two? You should call the holiday Pur, not Purim. Purim is plural. And what is significant? He made a lot of. So what did he made a lot of? Which is me, you know, this holiday should be called the Independence Day, the Savage Day, Redemption Day, because he made the lotto. Just because he made the lotto, you call this holiday on the name of the lotto. What the lotto has to do with anything? There's nothing to do with the lotto. It's a lotto, okay. Made a lotto, and here Mordechai, I will tell you, got this notice, he has it in his hand. He goes to the palace. He goes to the palace. Esther is there. He's going to ask Esther, try to do something. He goes towards the palace. He wears sack. And his clothing are torn. His ashes on his head. And Esther sends somebody outside. Hatach says, what's going on? And Mordechai tells him, listen, see this paper? Let me tell you, I can tell you something to do by heart also, because Mordechai knew what's going on inside the palace. That Haman offered to give a lot of silver to Ahasuerus to get rid of the Jews. And he tells Hatach, listen, go tell it to Esther. Immediately go to Ahasuerus, try to cancel the notices. Hatach goes to Esther. The Megillah tells in the text. And tell Esther the whole thing. And Esther said, go tell Mordechai, I'm not going. I says, I cannot go. She says, the last 30 days, I was not called to see Ahasuerus. The Gemara says, Haman suspected something about Esther, and he made a rule that no one should go inside to Ahasuerus. He had his own police, we call it immigrants, and they don't let anybody in. If somebody wants to go in without permission, Haman made a law that he's going to get killed. And therefore, they're going to prevent Esther as well. And Esther answers Mordechai, I'm not going in because it's a law. If I go in, I'll get killed. Simple explanation means, you know, there's no purpose for me to go. Okay, listen. With all the respect, Esther, with all the respect, I don't understand what you're saying. That's the last option right now. So you get killed. Okay, so? So you take a chance. What can you do? To save Olam Israel? It's not a joke. Here's the execution notice that says kill all the Jews on the next year, on the 13th of Adar, so what do you mean you're not going? What does it mean? You're not going. And Mordechai, in return, doesn't tell it, just go. He says, listen, if you don't go, Hashem will save us anyway. I know it. But you should know you're going to get killed anyway. Excuse me. Why do you say that? I don't understand what you're saying. She told you something. She has a point. It's worthless to go in. So tell her, okay, go. I want you to go. No, instead he threatened her. If you're not going to go, you're going to die. Why am I going to die? What did they do? And the opposite of Gemara says, I want to explain to you something. Gemara says, you force Esther to do something against so-called the halacha. As long as Esther was taken to Ahasuerus, so Ahasuerus, so-called, was like a husband by force. So even though, you know, she was married to Mordechai, and she's a Jew, and the Zohar says no bigger sins than that to get married to a goy, but now, she said, that she wasn't called. She wasn't called to go to Ahasuerus. And you're going to send her in, Ahasuerus is going to marry her again. Baruch Hashem, she got rid of him. No. You better go. If not, Hashem is going to kill me. Why? Because I do a mitzvah, because I don't go? No, because you have to ask Ahasuerus. Listen, first of all, I don't know if it's going to help or it's not going to help. And secondly, it's a major, major risk. I'm going to die for nothing. No way. So Esther said, Esther got a threat. And she said, okay, I'm going to go anyway. After she got this kind of a threat, you just do Ta'anit for 3 days, everybody in Shushan, and then I'll go. And I says, I lost myself, I lost my whole, I lost everything. Very strange. Very strange the Megillah tells us this story. Because again, the Megillah was written by Ruach HaKodesh. As we said before, Megillah will stay forever. If it wouldn't be such a holy book, it won't stay. Not a history book. I says, what's the whole Megillah is just stories. And I says, what's the purpose of it? You want to write me that it was a miracle? Okay. There's these little details. Rabin tells the following. You know, Purim is coming. And of course, people tell, you know, on the 13th of Adar, this is, we ask this to need to stay. And he says before, because Purim is going to be on Motzei Shabbat this year. But usually, Ta'anit Esther is the day before Purim, the 13th of Adar. What is this day, what's the significance of that day? That's the execution date. So the Megillah ben Nahafoch Hu went upside down. What it means, that's the day they go and wanted to kill us. And at the end of the day, Esther's going to ask Ahasuerus on that day to cancel the decree and to let the Jewish people take so-called revenge from all those enemies, all those Hamas, all this Amalek. And this could happen on the 13th of Adar. It means the next 11 months, we don't know what's going to happen, but Esther will get Ahasuerus, so-called green light, what we say, to do it the following year, and Bezrat Hashem will do it. Let's call Nahafoch Hu. I mean, the Gezerah decree was turned over, and now, Baruch Hashem, we have Purim the following day because we rested, we killed those 75,000 people. Story. Chaim said like this. So this is that's the worst day of the year, right? Because that's what the Lotto. The Lotto was not a joke. It was the worst day of the year. By the way, some Chachamim say one of the reasons that we have to need to stay on the 13th day of Adar is not just because the Gemara says because it's the day that the Jews fought against Amalek and probably the Ta'anit. I say that's really a very bad energy on the day. It's not just, you know, a custom and to remember the 13th day of Adar. No, 13th day of Adar has really a bad energy. Dangerous day. And therefore, Chachamim said to do Ta'anit on Ta'anit Esther, and it says, in order for us to be safe from the day. Very bad day. Nevertheless, let me tell you something about Esther. Esther is telling Mordechai, you know, the last 30 days I wasn't called to Achashverosh. Things like this. We are now, right now, 2 days before Pesach. That's when the decree came out. This is the 13th day of Nisan. Esther is saying to Mordechai, already 30 days I was not called to come see Achashverosh. Now, if you rewind, if you go back from the 13th day of Nisan, 30 days, is exactly the day of the decree the following year, the 13th day of Adar. It means Esther Yeshua started already the 13th day of Adar. It means Haman thought he's making a decree, no man should see Achashverosh, and Esther will not go inside. He said, oh, he's going to separate Esther from Achashverosh, and then his daughter, he had a hope that maybe something happened and Achashverosh will choose his daughter to be the queen. This was his plan, the Gemara says. Chachamim say. But really, for Esther, was Yeshua. She doesn't want to go inside. She's married to Mordechai. She doesn't want to see this guy. The opposite, she was praying all the time. She doesn't want to be with him. She doesn't want to see him. So Esther Yeshua really started the worst day of the year. On the 13th day of Adar, this is the execution day. This is a very bad day. The energy is very, very bad. The same day, 30 days before when the execution notices came, Esther had Yeshua, the biggest Yeshua in her life. She was hostage in the palace. And now, Achashverosh doesn't want to see her. Finished. The decree is over. And that, really, the secret that she doesn't want to go. Because the opposite now. Now it's going to be a tragedy for her to go. She was saved from this guy. And the Gemara tells us, you know, he was a very wicked man, Achashverosh. Didn't do nothing. Didn't let us build the Tamigdash. Was very bad to us. The Gemara says he hated the Jews more than Haman. And she has to pretend, you know, he doesn't know who she is. She never revealed her identity, her nationality. He doesn't know who she is. In the meantime, he with Haman's sitting down and drinking, getting drunk, and Baruch Hashem, they're going to get rid of all the Jews. And Baruch Hashem, now she's out. She's out. For her now to go to Achashverosh, that's the biggest tragedy. That's why she told Mordechai, listen, I'm not going. Not because I don't want to go. She tells him exactly the 30 day, already 30 days, I was not called. He says, Megillah is not a calendar. She should say, I cannot go, you know, because it's a decree. No, she emphasizes it. She emphasizes 30 days, I cannot go. Remind 30 days, Mordechai. This is our Yeshua, not just my Yeshua, your Yeshua also, because I am your wife. And finished. I was kidnapped by Achashverosh. Now I'm going to release, because nobody can go in. I'm going to go home. And Mordechai agree and doesn't agree. I said, Esther, with all the permission, with all the respect, this one I tell you. You got to go. That you had a Yeshua means nothing. Am Israel has a problem. It's true. For you, it's already a holiday. But Am Israel is not a holiday. He doesn't know. Achashverosh doesn't know that you're a Jew. So he's going to kill all the Jewish people. So when you say you have a Yeshua, Yeshua for you, not for Am Israel, is a death penalty for you. That's the argument. And then Megillah is going to rewind to tell us about Esther. Esther was locked in the room 4 years before she was put outside by Mordechai when so-called the police were looking for her. And she came to the palace. They rushed, to get interview. They rushed for her makeup. She didn't put makeup. Of course, she doesn't want to have makeup. She doesn't want to be pretty in front of her, in front of Ahasuerus. But this was a danger act. Very dangerous act. What do you mean you don't put makeup? No. Megillah says every girl had to prepare herself for 12 months for the interview. 12 months. I says, in order to come, he says, Kavod Malchut. Torah tells us, when they brought Yosef to Paro, they gave Yosef haircut, also Shoshana, they changed clothing. Kavod Malchut, the Gemara says, is he going to be presented to Ahasuerus? He said, what can you do? You were kidnapped. What can you do? She says, no, I'm not making a makeup. The Gemara says that the guy that was responsible for the interviews, the guy, told her, you're not going to put makeup? He's going to kill you and he's going to kill me. I was supposed to be furious. How did you let this girl come in front of me without makeup? She is going to get killed in him. I said, I'm not putting makeup. He used to give her food, non-kosher food. He used to give it to the girls, and she ate only sunflower seeds. Let Chachamim say that tzeniut of Esther, a humbleness, by not saying anything, by not eating, by not putting makeup, that is really the Yeshua that all of a sudden, 30 days, she's not called. Not called to go to Ahasuerus. It's over for her or the Yeshua really. And that's really the secret. Nahafochu. Nahafochu. And says, really, what happened? Says, the day I had the bad energy became the best day. We got rid of all the Amalekim. You know why? The merit of Esther. Zchut Esther. Esther, so called, turn that day to be the best day by not presenting herself nicely to Ahasuerus, and therefore that day already got already positive energy by her not being let into Ahasuerus. So the whole miracle of Purim is Esther. So you hear something is going to happen next year, following year, and so what's going to happen? No execution day. You know why? The root of this holiday is Esther. It's called really called Purim, not Pur. I said the holiday, you should know what the holiday is? The Lotto. I don't care about the Lotto. Who cares about the Lotto? This is the Lotto, so-called hit. The worst day of the year for us. And, okay, it's Lotto. No. That Lotto really is the Yeshua for Esther. And that is called Purim. So Purim comes and says, what's Purim? What's Purim? Purim means the day that was designated for execution became a better day. And when it became a better day, you know what? First for Esther. Esther, so-called, if we may say, seeded the miracle and then followed later that all of Israel will have this holiday. And therefore, Chachamim say, we have four mitzvot on Purim. Kriyat Megillah. Yes, you know, simple explanation is, yeah, Megillah is there, yeah. Megillah, read the Megillah. Then we have Mishloach Manot. It's very, very, let me say, a strange mitzvah. Send Manot. What is it called? Manot called portion. You don't send portion. You send food. This is halacha. You send food. But Megillah calls it, it's not slang or something in the Gemara. The Megillah says, Mordechai said, everybody do Mishloach Manot. It's not so Mishloach Manot. Where do you get this name? Where do you get this word Manot? It's not Manot. Mishloach Ochel. That's the mitzvah. Some Chachamim say, originally, what Mordechai had in mind is people should send Ochel food for the Sudat Purim, not candies. Through the years, so we changed it. But the purpose was not candies. So you don't call it Mashloach Manot. And then the Megillah says, Ish Lereu. A man, a person to his friend. That's the way the friend. She says, Ish Mashloach Manot. I know what it means. Every person should do Mashloach Manot. And the Megillah says, no, Ish Lereu. A man to his friend. What does it mean? Not to the enemy? Comes the Shulchan Aruch, comes the Gemara, and says, I want to tell you something about this. What's the halacha exactly? Halacha is you have to send two portions to one person. You can't just send one thing. It's to be two items. Because it says Mishloach Manot. Manot means plural. So it means Mordechai meant that every person have to send to one person. But when you send to one person, it has to be two items. The more you send, maybe it's good, maybe it's better, it's okay. But at least, where does it come from? Where Mordechai, when you get it? First of all, again, why you call him Manot? Secondly, why you need two? Thirdly, why it says the Re'eu? Why? Where do you get it? And the third mitzvah on Purim is Tzedakah. Not have your name. And the first mitzvah is Seudat Purim. Make a Seudah, it's a special mitzvah. Seudat Purim, the Gemara says, not allowed to fast on Purim, even though that he fasts the whole year around. So it's a very big mitzvah to eat on Purim. Very big mitzvah. I said, somehow you say because Seudat Achashverosh, because. We say like this. Megillah describes the arrival of Esther to the palace before the interview. This guy, Haggai, rushed to her. Makeup. And the Megillah says, Et amrukeha ve'et manoteha. The food that was served to Esther, and she didn't eat it, was two portions. That's a description of the food. It doesn't say he rushed food for her. He rushed two portions, at least two portions, maybe more. But manotam is a plural thing. It doesn't say in the Megillah he rushed food for her. Megillah emphasized manoteha, two portions. Therefore, Chachamim say Mordechai came and he said, listen, Purim comes, Mishloach Manot. Mishloach Manot, we say, I thought it's food. Yeah, but you call it Manot. We say, what? Ring the bell. I says, remember, Manot was sent to Esther. And how many? It says Manotea, at least two. Therefore, the Gemara says, Shulchan Aruch says, listen, Mishloach Manot is very important. Two, but Ish L'Re'ehu. He says, how do you get Re'ehu now? Because the Megillah says, Esther was called a friend. When Vashti, the Megillah says, did not want to come and present herself to the people, it's Haman Muchan told Achashverosh, you have to kill her. Umalchuta iten amelech liru'uta atova mimena. Haman emphasized that Esther is going to be a friend. Of course, the Megillah was written by Ruach HaKodesh, but the secret is that Esther was a friend of Am Yisrael in the palace. And Mishloach Manot was in the palace. And Esther is called a friend. And therefore the Megillah says, the Shulchan Aruch says, Mishloach Manot Ish L'Re'ehu. Send two portions to your friend to remember Esther. Of course, Esther did not eat that food. So we have Sudat Purim, kosher food, to emphasize, to remember the Hatzalah that Esther had her so-called redemption from Achashverosh because she did not eat the food. She ate only flower seeds, sunflower seeds, and says, therefore, we have Mitzvah Sudat Purim. And of course, we read Megillat Esther. And the Megillah is called Megillat Esther. That's even called Megillat Esther Mordechai. Omitted Mordechai completely. What happened to him? The Megillah says Esther and Mordechai wrote Megillat Esther. No, it's called Megillat Esther. Because the Yeshua really Esther, because the day of 13th of Adar was turned from bad to good because of Esther. And as he gives tzedakah, b'sod tzedakah negalim, says the Chachamim, so Mordechai did not just do it because to remember. Of course, it's nice to remember. But when you say, tell me Purim will stay forever, I said, what is this to do now? Forever. Will stay forever. So the Zohar says, the Gemara says also, but the Zohar emphasizes it, that every mitzvah that a person does, Hashem doesn't need it. But as long as Hashem sees that the person does something, he will do the same thing to the person. Of course, we know about the Achak Hamocha. It's the biggest mitzvah in the Torah. It says, again, we use the word Re'acha, friend, is being used like Esther. Says Mishloach Ish L'Re'ehu, I mean, you fulfill that mitzvah in order, says the Gemara, it also calls himself your friend. Says the Gemara, you should know, B'Avta L'Cha Kamocha means, of course, it means your friend, but it means the Kadosh Baruch Hu as well. You have to love Hashem. Hashem is also called your friend. So it means, of course, you have to love everybody, but you have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu at least like he is his friend, your friend. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called also your brother, Leman Nachai V'Re'ai. So Mordechai with his wisdom for Yeshua to have Bet HaMikdash is Mishloach Manot. What's Mishloach Manot? And he says, Re'ehu. He says, what does it mean? Re'acha Kamocha. I'm sending you. He says, what does it mean? It means also, I remember Hashem is my friend. So what it means is, the Chachamim say, when you say Mishloach Manot, that's the covenant you should have in your head. I send it because of Esther. Esther. Esther got Mishloach Manot from this guy, a guy. And you should know, Mishloach Manot is in order to show Hashem how much I love everybody after Hakamocha. And then automatically you love Hashem, automatically Hashem will give it to you. Means the Mishloach Manot you do to somebody, Hashem will do Mishloach Manot to you. That's the secret of Mishloach Manot. It's not just no custom sent to somebody. This is a special filah that some people made, that Mekubali made, for the Mishloach Manot. It's not just I send it. When you say with the right kavanah, Hashem sends to you. It's called Itaruta del Tata, Itaruta del Ela. You start something from downstairs, so called you wakes up some energy upstairs. The Hashem should send it to you. And that, Chachamim says, some of the Chachamim Shulchan Aruch says, it's in Mishloach Manot on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, Mishloach Manot. Based on the sentence, in Sefer Nechemiah, when they open Bet HaMikdash, Nechemiah told them Israel, today's Rosh Hashanah, go, do Mishloach Manot. In the text, it says, on Rosh Hashanah, Mishloach Manot? I thought in Purim. In the text, in Sefer Nehemiah, it says, Nehemiah told us, go, do Mishloach Manot. I said, what is it? I said, you emphasize on Rosh Hashanah, Mishloach Manot Ish L'Re'ehu, that you're friendly with everybody, then Hashem will send you Mishloach Manot from Shamayim. The Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah is the day that Hashem decides on the panas of the person. I says, in order to get panasa from Hashem, Hashem should give it to you. You give first. So that's the secret. Nehemiah said, Mishloach Manot. He says, where did you get it? I got it from Mordechai. Mordechai was a few years before. He was still alive at the time. But this is the day open by Tamigdash. Of course, Mordechai was there. And he says, Mordechai invented so-called, it's called Mishloach Manot. He says, in order so-called to have Hashem send us something. That's what Chachamim say, Purim ke Purim. חכמים זה יום, יום פורים, זה יום כיפורים. זה יום כיפור, זה רק פורים. אז הוא אומר, זה כמרץ לתל יבד את זה. יום כיפור לא מחפר if you have anything to do with anybody. If you don't say hello to somebody, you don't talk to somebody, you're angry at somebody, לא כפרה יום כיפור. זה כמרץ, יום כיפור מחפר only if you make peace with everybody and you have no machlokes with nobody in the world. אז יום כיפורים is כפורים. So what has to be Purim with that? No, Purim, that doesn't mean Purim. Purim means that Shloch Manot. What is Shloch Manot is all about? Shloch Manot is all about just to the Re'acha. So Ish L'Re'u, to friend. In order to have peace, then Hashem has peace with you. As you send, Hashem sends you. And that's all the Zuchut of Esther, Chol Megillat, Esther, B'Zuchutan Yigal, Merbe Minu Amen.
Amen. Amen.